ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೇತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ್ ಶಿವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರವಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ 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 ನಮಾಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೇಮತೆ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಟಿ ನಾಮನೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಣೆ ನಿರ್ಮಿಸೆ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ಡಿಯರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಬ್ರದರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮದರ್ಸ್ ಇಂಟರ್ನೆಟ್ ಲಿಸ್ನರ್ಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿವನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಬ್ರದರ್ His Grace Nekatma was reading from chanting of the Holy Name. Very nicely, it was mentioned there, it was very, very nice and to understand for all of us. Devotees, though we are Krishna's part and parcel, no doubt in this, but right now we are in a conditioned state because of our nefarious activities and we are separated from Krishna. We wanted to enjoy independence of Krishna. That's why we are put here and we are suffering like anything. So we are prone to negativities. This morning it was mentioned the one may be very advanced because Maya is very, very powerful. Devahi esha gunamayi mama maya duratya. Lord is saying himself. Very difficult to overcome my Maya. So one may be very advanced, very knowledgeable, and if you start thinking, there is no need for me to chant. This is Maya. This is what you call Maya's attack. Somehow or other, actually, Maya, she is a servant of Krishna. Because she wants to make sure, because we were originally with Krishna. As Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Mame Vamso Jiva Loke. Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. All the Jivas are my part and parcel. From my family. And they are eternal. But now, Mana Shastani Indriyani Prakritim Sthani Karshati. Now with six senses, sixth one is the mind, is trying to lord it over my material nature. This is my biggest disease, biggest problem. So, now Lord is trying, otherwise why he comes here? Prabhupada told me personally, long story, I was reluctant to obey his commandments. Then he said, it's my order. I said, Prabhupada, I will follow whatever you will say. Became very happy. He said, why Lord comes here? To reclaim us. He came in Satyug, Treta, Dwapur, Kaliyug. Came my Lord Chaitanya also. And if you preach on his behalf, he will be very pleased. So, because Maya wants to make sure she is a servant. She is a devotee of Krishna. She wants to make sure that one who is trying to go to Krishna, she wants to make sure that he is very serious and sincere. Because originally we offended our Lord and he is so kind. We misused our minute independence. Okay, in the spiritual world, you have to obey me. Okay, if you don't want to obey, then go to the material world. Nobody will say anything to you. But still he is so merciful, so kind, he comes here also. though we are very offended at his lotus feet. So Maya's business is to make sure a rascal or a quack may not go to the spiritual world. Only Prabhupada explained these things. Maya doesn't want. And to go to the spiritual world means one has to be totally purified. Totally purified. In one place Prabhupada is saying that one has purified, but still, to make sure to return to the Goloka Vrindavan, Vaikuntha Loka, the soul is given birth, the Krishna's eternal pastime is going on. It goes there, associated with Krishna. If something is a little bit lacking, then it will be purified. Then after that pastime, he will return to the Goloka Vrindavan. So, devotees, Prabhupada said one thing. I have founded this society so that sincere souls can stay together and help each other. Not kick each other. Because my nature is to kick, because I am a fallen soul. I originally became envious of Krishna. That's why I am envious of now with so many people. So, I am going to read one quote of His Divine Grace. It's very important for all of us. Kindly convey to each other, because Prabhupada said, help each other. What will happen if I try to help each other? Then I will get the help from Prabhupada and Gaur Nithai and Rukmini Dwarkadish. They will definitely help me. But if I kick each other, then I will have to get kicks from them. They will kick on my face. So, because I feel this, and you correct me if my feeling is wrong, Grihastha Ashram Sadhana. As for the Grihastha worshipping, Gaur Nithai deities, that is only for those who live far away from the temple. It means those who can't come to the temple, very, very far, and cannot attend. Otherwise, such worship is redundant. R-E-D-U-D-A-N-T. There is already deity worship going on in the temple. Here, beautiful Gaur Nithai, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. Very nicely taken care by the community here. All the devotees, pujaris, working very hard. Wonderful. Deity worship going on in the temple. And they should attend the aartis, not install their own deities. Many times I have seen devotees install the deities, but they are not taken care nicely. Then it's offense. But deities are nicely taken care here, why we install? And one thing, devotees, I have come to this point, this realization, that if I want my future bride, then only is by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and by following his footsteps. If I follow my own whims, yato mata tato path, whatever my mind says I will do that, then frankly speaking, I'm saying hell is waiting for me. Not me, doesn't matter who you may be, me, you, he, she. Prabhupada is a yuga purush. And he is sent by Krishna. Because Krishna is for everyone. He is the father of everyone. And he has given the opportunity to the whole world. See, Krishna doesn't discriminate. Here is a white, here is a black, here is a brown, here is a Hindu, here is a Muslim, here is a Christian. No. For Krishna, soul is a soul. But for me, I discriminate because I am on the mental plane. Consciousness is polluted. That is a royal road to hell. Not install their own duties. The householding community in Los Angeles. It was in the Los Angeles. Householding community in Los Angeles or any of our temples. And devotees, before I came to Los Angeles, I have seen Rukmani Dwarkadish. I mentioned this before also in the BTG magazine. Full picture of full page. I like so much Rukmani Dwarkadish. I tear off that picture, framed and kept with me, you know. And I haven't come that time here. I used to keep that picture with me all the time. One side, Prabhupada, smiling, holding on his lotus foot. That was my favorite picture, Rukmani Dwarkadish. So, I love these deities very much. They are very beautiful, Gaurnidha, very beautiful. Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, Mata, very beautiful. So, Srila Prabhupada is saying, on any of our temples, particularly he mentioning for Los Angeles, or any of our temples, is not meant to be independent from the temple program. Srila Prabhupada to Jai Tirtha, 1st May 1974. Jai Tirtha used to be the spiritual skies manager. Am I right? Here. So, I can read so many quotes I have noted down here. And with folded hand to the internet listeners, to everyone, because Maya is very powerful. Please try to understand. Maya is making so many excuses. Like Prabhupada said one thing. If one doesn't want to come to Mangal Arati, he will present 1001 excuses. Not 1001. By Prabhupada's mercy, we flew from East Coast to the West Coast. How many hours? Not 3 hours. You don't know. It's about 5.5 hours. I had very good excuse, but I prayed to Prabhupada. And you know one thing? My suitcase didn't come. My suitcase left in the East Coast. But I prayed to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I must have the darshan of Rukmani Dwarkadish and go to Mangal Arati. He's so kind. He gave me the strength. Strength came from him. I have no strength. And my suitcase also came late at night. See the mercy. I had no tooth powder, nothing of that sort. No clothes to change. Divine, everything came there. So I was in Mangal Arati before curtains were open. So I'm very happy being here. I'm only here for one day. Tomorrow I'm leaving. So I read another quote. Letter of Prabhupada. So the future of our this Krishna consciousness movement is not the only future of this Krishna consciousness movement, even my future also. But Prabhupada is mentioning future of this Krishna consciousness movement is very bright. So long the managers remaining vigilant that 60 rounds are being chanted by everyone without fail, and that they are all rising before 4 a.m. in the morning, attending Mangal Arati. Srila Prabhupada to Karandar, December 22, 1972. Our duties are, our activities are Arati, Kirtan, classes, just as we do here in Los Angeles, again Los Angeles. Everything is done conformity to a regular standard. For example, all the temple members, without exception, must rise before 4 a.m. and attend Mangal Arati. Srila Prabhupada to Mukund, 12th January 1974. My instruction is that all of my disciples, not only disciple, grand disciple also, no. All of my disciples must attend the Mangala Arati and chant 16 rounds daily. Srila Prabhupada, Radhakant, 20th August 1974. So many quotes. So, we should try to help each other. It's very, very important. Because Lord Chaitanya's only worry is, Lord Chaitanya, once he was talking to Haridas, Lord was worried, you know. What is his worry? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Haridas, who is his very dear devotee, Brahma Haridas, he said, my Lord, why are you worried? Haridas, how the Yavanas would be delivered? He's worried for the deliverance of Yavanas also. Because they also belong to him. So why, my Lord? The way they slaughtered the animal is very, very painful. The way they butchered the animal. So Haridas is such a transcendental, wonderful Vaishnava authority. He said, my Lord, why your mercy they will be delivered? How, Haridas? My Lord, when they, if they don't like something, Yavanas, Muslim, if they don't like something, they say haram. Haram means condemned. My Lord, unknowingly they are chanting your name, you are Ram, you are Krishna. Haram, my Lord, by your mercy they will be delivered. So then in the Chaitanya Charitam, it is mentioned, Lord became pleased. And Haridas Thakur is glorified. Jaya, Jaya, Jaya Haridas. Naam mera mahima yakkari la prakash. So Lord Chaitanya is worried for all of us. And though we cannot do anything, but if you try to share the worry of Lord Gauranga, same worry I have seen in Prabhupada, then I will make some advancement. Otherwise I will stay stagnant. But I am making very rapid advancement towards death. Death is approaching very, very near. Time is flying, death is coming very close. Thank you. Any question later on, maybe? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udiryet Nashta Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevya Bhagavati Uttam Shloke Bhaktir Bhakti Neshtaki. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasdev, the author, unto Srila Shukdev Goswami Maharaj, a pure devotee and great reciter of Bhagavatam, and unto our Gurudev Srila Prabhupada, giver of Bhagavatam to the whole world. Canto 7, chapter 12, text 16, perfect society, four spiritual classes. Kindly repeat, all of you, and the internet listeners, you can repeat at your home, wherever you are. But do repeat, you know, because a repetition of these words will purify our consciousness. Evam Veda. In this way. Brahmachari. whether one is a brahmachari. Vanaprastha or one is in the Vanaprastha ashram. Yati are in the sannyas ashram. Grehe are in the ghrast ashram. Charana, by practice of self-realization and understanding of the absolute truth. Vidita Vijnana, fully conversant with the science of the absolute truth. Param, the supreme. Brahma, the absolute truth. Avigacchati, one can understand. Evam vedo brahmachari vanaprastho yatir grahi charana vidita vijnana. Param brahmadi gacchati evam vido brahmachari vanaprastho yatir grihi charana vidita vijnana. Parama brahma digacchati evam vedo brahmachari vanaprastho yatir grihi charana vidita vijnana. Parama brahmadi gacchati. Matajis. Translation. Kindly, all of you, repeat louder with love and devotion. By practicing in this way, whether one be in the brahmachari ashram, ghrist ashram, vanaprastha ashram, or sannyas ashram. One must always realize the all-pervading presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For in this way, it is possible to understand the Absolute Truth. Purported by His Divine Grace, my great spiritual master, savior of the whole world, by spreading Sanatana Dharma all over the world, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. This is the beginning of self-realization. One must first understand how Brahma is present everywhere and how he is acting. This education is called Brahma Jigyasa and is a real concern of human life. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvase Shunyavadi Pashchada Disadvaita. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare! Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki! Brothers and mothers, very, very important. Very, very important. But my problem is, I eat so many important things, hear so many important things, but the next moment I forget. That is my biggest problem. But I should try to understand this point. His Divine Grace is saying here that this is the beginning of self-realization. This human life is given to us only for self-realization. Not for eating, sleeping, mating and defending. No. This I was doing in all other species of life. There are 8,400,000 different species of life. I was doing this thing there also. But now this body, Krishna has given me so that I can become self-realized. I can understand who I am. But my problem is, I am identifying myself with this body, which I am not. Further in this purport, Prabhupada has mentioned, anyone, doesn't matter who he may be, me, you, he, she, anyone who is identifying himself with the body, is not better than a cow or ass. It's animal. But that's my problem. But Prabhupada has explained further, the difference is actually between me and animal only this is, that I have two legs, and animal has four legs. I have two-legged animal. So, Krishna has given me two legs, double intelligence, so that I can realize the self, solve the problems once for all, and return to my real home, back home, back to Godhead. Yasya atma buddhi kuna petri dhatuke yatita buddhi salhe nakarhachis Yaneshwa bhageshu saevahi gokhara. One who identifies himself, his self, as an inert body composed of mucus, bile and air. Who assumes his wife and family are permanently his own. Then we are all doing this. my home, my sweet home, my wife. You know, sometimes in India, I think Prabhupada has mentioned this, people have become so foolish, so dull-headed. You tell someone, oh, you should come to the temple, read Bhagavad Gita, try to become self-realized. You know what the stupid answer they give? They say, I have my wife, my kids, my business, they love me, I love them, I don't want to go beyond this. I don't want to go beyond this. And Shastra says, you rascal, even that tiger loves his family, he also has a family, you know. He's a very, very ferocious animal, kills other animals, but he loves his family. He loves his offspring, lick them, they play with him. What is there if this is there in the human form? Then it was better, tiger's body or animal's body? Very important. His divine grace is trying his level best to make me understand, but I am so dull-headed that I am not able to. Who thinks an earthen image or the land of his birth is worshipful, or who sees a place of pilgrimage as merely the border there, but who never identifies himself with feels kinship with worship or even visits those who are wise in spiritual truth. Such a person is no better than a cow or ass. Because so much degradation has come. Holy places are there in India. People go just to bathe there in the Ganga. Not to have shared with the saintly person there. Go and have shared with them. Learn something from them. Ask them the questions. Submit before them. This, what is the recommendation of Lord Gauranga? What Lord Gauranga recommended? Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kaye, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoye. Gauranga is saying. All the Shastras are saying associated with the saintly person. But people in India, recently there was a, you must have heard that disaster in Kedar Ghati. You know what people are doing? Lord Shiva's place, temple is 5,000 years old, built by Pandavas. Go there for to celebrate honeymoon. They learn from the West, honeymoon. Go for enjoyment. Very big disaster. Very big, you know. And they died like, my God, such a horrible death, nobody can even think, you know. Horrible death. And see the Lord Shiva. Many times we have no respect for Lord Shiva. But please try to understand this. Prabhupada personally told me about Lord Shiva. And in the Bhagavata, what is mentioned about Lord Shiva? Bhagavatam, it is mentioned. Nimagna nam yata ganga devana machato yata Vaishnavanam yata shambhu purana nam idam tata. Like a river flows toward the sea, of all the rivers, Mother Ganga is the greatest because she is the water washed the lotus feet of the Lord. And among the devas, Krishna is the Achyut Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the cause of all causes. And among the Vaishnavas, we are trying to be a Vaishnava. Lord Shiva is the greatest. And if we find Lord Shiva, then how we can have the mercy of Krishna? I had a discussion with Prabhupada about this point. We went to one temple in Delhi. This was Lord Shiva's temple. I heard that it's a South Indian temple. called Malai Mantra. That one celestial snake comes on the Shivalingam. I was curious, the one American devotee, he was a new devotee, but he was shaven head, dhoti kurta. I said, Prabhu, let's go. He came with me. When I went to the Lord Shiva's temple, I paid my obeisances and he didn't. He stood there. When we came out, he said, why you paid your obeisances to Lord Shiva? I said, why not? Prabhupada says we should only pay obeisance to Krishna. We are devotee of Krishna. So I was a little perplexed. So I approached Prabhupada and devotees, but it was not difficult to approach Prabhupada. I went to Prabhupada. I said, Prabhupada, you said that we should not pay our obeisance to Lord Shiva. Who said? This one devotee. I don't remember, but generally, I don't remember this, Prabhupada used this word rascal or not, but I remember vividly. Prabhupada said, devotee says, Prabhupada says this, Prabhupada says that. But I never said this and never said that. What to speak of paying obeisance to Lord Shiva? Even a Vaishnava should respect an ant also. Exact wording of Prabhupada. Because she is a soul. And super soul is also with her. What is it? Lord Shiva is the greatest. And in the Bhagavad, the Prabhupada has mentioned that Lord Shiva is identical with Krishna. It is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. So, devotees don't understand. But one thing, the one devotee wanted to make a temple, Krishna's temple, then demigod's temple, is gone. So, then Prabhupada also corrected us. When we worship Krishna, then we are worshipping 33 million devas. Because when Krishna showed his universal form to Arjun, Krishna is in the middle, all the devas were there in his universal form. We can pray to Deva to help us to come close to Krishna. Actually, worship should be done only of Krishna. Akala Ishvara Krishna or Sabha Vritya. He is the only master and we are all his servant. Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, all. But it doesn't mean that we should disrespect the Devas. No, everybody should be respected. And I have seen this transcendental quality in my Gurudev. Srila Prabhupada was, he respected everyone. It is in the Bhakti Samar Sindhu, in the Nectar of Devotion, Devtaon ka saman karne se chukna nahi chahiye. It's in the 7th chapter. One should not hesitate to respect the devas, demigods. Bhale hi koi devtaon ka bhajan bhakt na ho. Maybe he is not a devotee of the devas or demigods, but he should respect them. Kintu iska ya arth nahi ki bhai unka anadar kare. It doesn't mean that if you are not devotee of devas, you don't respect them. You respect them. उदाहरणार्थ एक वैष्णव शिवजी या ब्रह्मा का भक्त नहीं होता. ए वैष्णव इज नॉट ए डिवोटी ऑफ ब्रह्मा एंड नॉट शिवा, किंतु यह उसका परम कर्तव्य है. दिस इज हिज फॉरमोस्ट ड्यूटी कि वह इन उच्च पदासीन देवताओं का सभी तरह से आदर करे. दैट दीज हाईली सिचुएटेड देवास डेमिगॉड्स, he should respect them. Vaishnav darshan ke anusar, according to the Vaishnav philosophy, manushya ko एक चींटी तक का आदर करना चाहिए. ए वैष्णव शुड रिस्पेक्ट एन एंट. व्हाट डू स्पीकर रिस्पेक्ट इन द देवास? रिस्पेक्ट एन एंट. तो फिर शिवजी तथा ब्रह्मा जी जैसे महापुरुषों के विषय में क्या कहा जाए? देन व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ अबाउट लॉर्ड शिव एंड लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा? सो एनीवे, सो मेनी यू नो नेगेटिविटीज कम्स, वी कमिट ऑफेंसेस, एंड देन अवर प्रोग्रेस इज स्टॉप्ड. श्रीला प्रभुपाद हैज गिवन अस अ वैदिक कल्चर, दो आई एम कमिंग फ्रॉम ए मलेच्छा कल्चर. More or less, everybody is Malecha. Malecha than Yavanas. But right now, I should try to follow the Vedic culture. Not, you know, whatever comes in my mind, I should do that. Yato mata tato pata. This is a very big problem in India. And people have so many enacted their own paths. It's not good. Devotees, you must be knowing this recently. There was arrest of one so-called big saint in India. And many years back when I saw him, you can ask my assistant, I told, he's not a right person. But if you tell his followers, they will just shout at you. And now he's in the jail. He maybe have a few million followers. Disciple maybe, I don't know, 10 million, 5 million, 20 million. But he was prone to what you call fierce sex. Many times he was caught and he cheated, you know. But this time he was caught red-handed and he is in the jail. And if one cannot control his senses, doesn't matter how high he may go. Well known in India. Well known all over the world. And if he cannot control his senses, then there is saying in Hindi, Char din ki chandani aur fir andheri raat hai. For 4 days there is a bright moon and then there are dark nights. Dark nights means hell is there. Still, when he was taken by the police, trying to pose himself, I saw his interview in the East Coast. He's saying, the such and such saint, he was defamed. The saint is quoting, he was very good saint actually. He was very austere person, good person. And he's comparing himself with him. And he gave up eating and drinking. He's quoting this saint. But I ate also, I drank also, and I ate one laddu also. People are so dull-headed, my God. Kali Yuga is very powerful. Devotees, I want to tell to the whole world and to the internet listener, only hope is His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. If you follow His footsteps, follow His teachings, definitely there will be a deliverance. Other than Him, I don't see anyone around the world. There may be, but He may be hidden somewhere in the caves, you know. But He is there. His teaching need to be spread everywhere. And we should follow His teaching. Seriously and sincerely, humbly, though I get sometimes, you know, what you call, a little heavy, but don't mind my heaviness with folded hand. I request all of you, you know, if I don't behave myself, and if make fools of others, then one day I'm going to become the biggest fool. Prabhupada said, one can fool some of the people all the time. One can fool all the people some of the time. But one cannot fool all the people all the time. So, we have cheating propensity, subject to commit a mistake, senses that are imperfect, and we are in illusion. So, the process which my Gurudev is the Jagat Guru, though he don't like to be called Jagat Guru, because this is the Vaishnava humility, Vaishnava humbleness. He doesn't like to be called the Jagat Guru. Many say, oh, why you call Prabhupada Jagat Guru? He is a Jagat Guru in a true sense. Vaishnava is very, very humble. Lord Garanga, Supreme Personality of Godhead, so humble. He is also very humble. He is a Jagat Guru in a true sense. And by His mercy, the world can be saved, world can be delivered. Otherwise, world is in a very bad shape, very bad shape. Thus, this education is called Brahma Jigyasa and is a real concern of human life. Without such knowledge, one cannot claim to be a human being. Rather, he remained in the animal kingdom, as it is said, Sa Eva Gokhara. Without such knowledge, one is no better than a cow or an ass. And point, very, very important point Srila Prabhupada has made, Brahma Jigyasa, that I see Krishna everywhere. He's present everywhere. Why I cannot see Him? Because my eyes are filthy and dirty. If one has a cataract in the eye, he needs operation. He cannot see anything. Vidyabhine sampanne brahmane kavihastine shuni sheva shapakecha pandita samdarshana. Why the virtue of a true knowledge? A learned sage with equal vision to a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater, same. How a cow and dog is same? How a learned Brahman and dog is the same? How a dog eater and learned Brahman is the same? One who is truly learned, it doesn't see this outward comedy. He see the soul inside. Soul is same in everybody. Super soul is also there. Krishna is very, very merciful. He is with everyone. He wants to help us. But I am so ignorant, so foolish. I don't want Krishna's help. But Krishna sent His pure devotee to help me. Now pray for me so that I can take His help. Perfect my life. And be instrumental to spread this message around. Thank you very much. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Any question, any comments, anybody? Hari Bol Prabhu? You hungry? Any question, any comments anybody has? Yes, Bhrigupati Prabhu, stay for 2 minutes, don't go. Bhrigupati's question, give him the mic. Please stay, you know. Stay a little. Tell this gentleman to sit down. What is your question, Bhrigupati?
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you for a nice class, Maharaj. My question is this. I was just reading last night this book by Achyutananda Swami. So in that book he told one little story. He said
Achyutananda Swami?
Sorry, Chitananda Das. Sorry, my mistake.
I was very much. Yeah. I knew one of Chitananda Swami.
Das, yeah, no.
Oh, he wrote one book.
Yeah, he wrote a book.
One of the first disciples. His name was?
Chuck Barnett. Yeah.
Keith Ham, Bruce Schaff, Chuck Barnett. Mm. The first one. Bruce Schaff was the first one to join. Keith Ham was the first one to take initiation. And Chuck Barnett also joined that time. Mm.
Anyway, he told this little story. He said, once he said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I only trust you. And Prabhupada said, don't only trust me. Only trust Krishna. Even if you only trust me, you may be disappointed. So, how do we understand this?
This is the Vaishnava humility. Vaishnava humbleness. You know, Lord Gauranga is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he's in the role of his own devotee. What he's saying? Nam nam kari bahudani sarva shaktis tatra pita niyamita svarne na kala eda darshi tava kripa bhagavan mavapi durdevam idarsham yajani nanu raga. O Almighty Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction to living beings. Thus you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govind. In these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental energies. There are not even hard and fast rule for chanting these holy names. O Almighty Lord, out of kindness, you enable us to easily approach you by your holy names. But I'm so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. Is it true what Lord Gauranga is saying? That you have no attraction for the holy name? Is it true? Tell me.
Yes.
Isn't that true? He used to chant 24 hours. But he's acting like a humble Vaishnava. You want to hear a little more? There was one Vaishnava, Gopal. Great Vaishnava. And when Lord Gaur used to go for evacuation, okay, he has assumed this, though his body is transcendental, and he will hold his tongue in So Gopal, because Lords like to act through his devotees, like Krishna killed all the warriors in the battlefield through Arjun. But he is the one. So Gopal, Vaishnava Gopal inquired from the Lord, "My Lord, why are you holding your tongue like this?" "Gopal, my tongue is so much used to chant this Hare Krishna. When I go in the toilet, he keep on chanting there, so I hold this." You getting the answer of your question? But Gopalji said, "So my Lord, if somebody leaves his body while passing stool, then what do you mean, Gopal? Then he will go to hell." Means mission. Lord immediately embraced him. Gopal, then he was known as a Gopal Guru. "You are my Guru." So Lord Chaitanya, 24 hours chanting, still is saying, "I have no attraction. I chant little, then I say I am a great chanter." Eh? That's all nonsense. Because Maya is very, very powerful. Maya wants to make sure I become purified. You got the answer of your question or not? Prabhupada is a transcendental personality. It's not, I'm not here say, somebody told me. He gave me the opportunity to be with him. I saw him very closely. Before him, I saw other saints in India also. Such a great saint is very dear. Clear? Prabhupada? Any other question? You have a question? No? Thank you. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare! Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki शिष्य को निताय पंच तत्व की शिष्य रुक्मणि द्वारकाधीश की श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा माता की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल गो टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग ऑल गो टू डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद